We continue the shir in Shmuch Haran, Rabbeinu Zohar's life, the sea or the journey of Rabbeinu Zohar to Eretz Yisrael. We're up to the part where Rabbeinu Zohar with his Talmud, his aide, his assistant, were on this warship traveling from the city of Akko, going towards Istanbul. And during that journey, they met up with some heavy storms where the ship was in danger of sinking. Also, the fact that they were in the hands of a wild man, the captain of the ship was a wild Turk who was very much uncivilized to a degree, and the crew on that board were actually a murderous crew. It would be inconceivable, incomprehensible to understand how Rabbeinu Zohar was able to remain alive, because they carried no affection for Jews, especially Jews dressed in the Hasidic garb of the Europeans. Yet somehow, a heavenly hand guarded Rabbeinu Zohar as a student. He remained alive throughout this portion of the trip. This was just a few days before the holiday of Pesach. At first, they had no food whatsoever on board. They were worried about fasting for the 8 days. Then they finally came to an island where the sailors had picked up some fruit for them. And they thought about having to eat fruit for the entire 8 days of Pesach. But suddenly, they came to an island, middle of the Mediterranean. On this island, there was a city called Radish. The city of Radish was like a fortress type of city, belonged to the Turks. But there were a large number of Jews living on that city, that island city. They came to that island, and there, Rabbeinu Zohar thought, perhaps, no, he might be able to be zechut to somehow get matzahs and wine. That was uppermost in their minds for Pesach. Now, how do you get... You can never ask the captain or the crew to purchase these things for you. First of all, you cannot communicate with them. They couldn't speak Turkish. Somehow, though, the captain came to them and said that with sign language, you must have food. And perhaps in order to simplify it, I'll take along one of you with me to go purchase this food. This, of course, was a very serious, or practically fatal error on the part of the captain. As the man said, Hashem twisted the mind of the captain, where he lost his senses momentarily, and made this statement. By doing this, he had revealed to the people in that city that there were actual passengers on board. They were not prisoners. He took Rabbeinu Zohar's Talmud, his student, with him through the city of Radish. And of course, it was very unpleasant because he was dressed in very different type of clothes. He felt very conspicuous and afraid that he might be attacked. But with the protection of the captain, he went to him until he inquired as to the whereabouts of the chief rabbi of that island, the city. He was given time off. He went to this chief rabbi, he introduced himself. The chief rabbi was very impressed, thought that here's a chance to meet such important people, Jews who had just come back from Eretz Yisrael, and he refused to listen to their problems. He said, all I want is for you to sit down and tell me stories about Eretz Yisrael, interest about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He was in a hurry, and he was forced to speak tales of Eretz Yisrael. Finally, he reminded himself that in Eretz Yisrael and Tiberia, they had met Rav Tzvi Harka there, one of the great tzaddikim. Tzvi Harka's wife had a brother living in this island, a very big rabbi too. And he asked this chief rabbi, do you know the name, do you know this person? He has a sister in Tiberia. The chief rabbi said, of course he does. He sent for this other rabbi. And this rabbi, Tzvi Harka's brother-in-law, was a very big rabbi, but a very big chacham. He was a Sephardi. And it was this Sephardi who saved them for the holiday of Pesach. So you know that a Yeshua can come from anyways. He took this Talmud to his home, and there he questioned him a lot about their experiences, their adventures they had. And then he said to him, you're going to be at my Seder. I'm inviting to my Seder. The Talmud was taken aback. He had never imagined it would happen. He'd actually have a Seder for Pesach. So he said to him, first you must go to take a haircut, prepare yourself for the holiday. He was forced to obey. And coming from there, they went through the streets, and suddenly there was a fight broke out amongst the Turks. When they begin fighting, they kill aimlessly. So they were forced to flee, hide out for a while, until it was too late to be able to go back and bring the Benazel. So this rabbi, this Friday, said to the Benazel's Talmud, I want you to know, this is a very unusual statement that shows the depth, the sincerity of the pure soul of a Jew. He said to the Benazel's Talmud, I want you to know, you've told me who you are, you've told me that your Rebbe, the second one with you, is a very great tzaddik, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. I'm telling you now that I have lived a life of purity. I've studied Torah all my life. I have surely amassed a big amount of reward in the world to come. I have a lot of Gan Eden awaiting me. I'm going to put up all my future rewards in Gan Eden as security for my promise. And I will do everything in my power. And I'm going to succeed in gaining the release of both you and your Rebbe. If I fail, then I lose my Gan Eden. You couldn't ask for a bigger promise than that. Meanwhile, he said, have no fear, do not worry. I'm going to give you a lot of matzahs, wine, food. You'll have a very pleasant Seder on board. And then we'll see you after Seder, after Pesach, and I'll work out a means of ransoming you from this capital. Many of those time we went back to the ship, carrying this load of provisions for the Sedarim. Many of them was overjoyed in seeing this. They hadn't expected to, the schus of having a full Seder, with hoping just for a drop of food, fruit. Here they had matzahs, kosher matzahs, of course, the shmura matzahs, wine, and a meal fit for a king. They spent both nights on board the ship, and after it was over, after the second Seder, the next day, the Ben Ezra's Talmud went out again to this island, this city, and he went to meet this rabbi again. The rabbi told him that they're working on gaining their release. He said, you should know that your release will be a miracle in itself, because the captain of this ship is not an ordinary person. He is a wild man. He's a Turk, but a wild one, and he prides himself. He has his family tree that dates back to the princes of the Plishtim, the Philistines, the original ones. He is a descendant of the five princes of the Plishtim, and naturally, no one carries a greater hatred to Jews than he does. So if we gain your release, then it's a miracle. This rabbi approached the captain of the ship, and he told him, I want to ransom these two passengers you have. The captain said to this rabbi, I must admit that there's a miracle that performed here, because I could have had the lives of these two easily. I could have sold them as slaves at any time. And now, somehow, Hashem twisted my mind, just as Hashem always does for the sake of the Jews, against the Jewish enemies. Therefore, I want nothing for them. I only want $200 to pacify my crew, to give them some money. The rabbi and his followers paid the $200. They gained the release of the Ben Ezra's Talmud. They entered into the city, and they were very happy to be free. Of course, they offered this money themselves, but the people wouldn't hear of it. They paid for this price of the ransom, and so they were there for a short time. They were gotten tickets on another ship going to Istanbul, and this time they went straight towards Istanbul. On the way, there was a series of adventures that befell them, which you can read in the Sefer itself, adventures where they met up with the disease, plagues, different islands. They got to one island where they were taken prisoners. They placed into a dungeon. There was no chance to get out. And some strange, mysterious stranger came and bailed them out. These are all miracles that occurred, meaning always that a person going to do mitzvah does have hashkocha, a guardian angel from heaven who guards over that person, sees that he comes back safely. So that the result was that after all these tribulations, after all these adventures, and many more which were not said, Ben Ezra and his Talmud finally came home, and came home in perfection. Perfection means that they were not harmed physically or monetarily, above all, in knowledge. Ben Ezra came back as a new light, a new heavenly light that shone on the horizon, and that continued to shine until Mashiach comes.